Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an Hakim has stated, Wallahu, Allah says that verily Allah Allah Ta'ala, Allah Almighty, with regards to those people who are pure and stay clean, Allah Ta'ala holds them beloved and dear. Allah Ta'ala, Wallahu yuhibbul mutahhirin, the people who are tahir, who are clean, pure, Allah Ta'ala holds them dear and regards them as beloved and likes them. Which person is there, brothers, who after Iman doesn't have this desire that I love Allah and Allah should love me? Every person has this desire, whatever status he is on, whether he's like me, a sinful, weak, whatever condition he's in, but he has that desire that Allah Ta'ala loves me and I love Allah. Everyone has that desire. Some people, mashallah, who are strong and they have strength, then they work hard, they do good deeds, amal, they emphasize on salah, they emphasize on recitation of Quran, and they emphasize on amal, on various deeds. This is the case, isn't it, brothers? The objective is this, that Allah Ta'ala loves us and so we can love Allah. So here, that's a good relationship on this verse, mashallah, is telling us something nice and easy. Allah Ta'ala has made easy. Wallahu yuhibbul mutahhirin. Allah Ta'ala said this. Allah Ta'ala has opened the doors that if you will be beloved to me. If you want to be beloved to me, then I've told you that you will become my beloved. I've given you a path, a methodology, a way, a technique. What's that technique? Mutahhir. Then Allah says, be pure, be clean. If you are clean, mashallah, pure, then I will love you. So one says, it's not difficult, is it? Is it difficult? I'd say rather it's the easiest action of all. A person takes the towel, takes the soap, takes the shampoo, and everybody's got a bathroom, mashallah. Somebody's got a shower, somebody's got this type of bath. The bath designs change, and we make the bathroom beautiful, don't we? Nice and modern. We don't spend that amount of money on our food, the amount that we spend on the bathroom. Yeah, we're only going to spend a little bit of time there, but the spending, the money, first and foremost, look at our bathroom. Look at my bathroom when a guest comes. Look at our bathroom, our toilet, our bathroom suite. This is the case, isn't it? You do this as well? Do you? I do that. So it's very simple. So whoever you see, take the soap, mashallah, take the shampoo and hang the towel and come out as a wali Allah. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala said, Wallahu yuhibbul mutahireen. Become pure, become clean. Have a bath, have a shampoo, put some fragrance on, perfume, scent, fragrance, mashallah, wear clean clothes. And the more clean you are, pure, the more you rub that, grind that dirt off, the more you grind it off, that you start rubbing, grinding your mouth, your face. People do this to become beautiful and handsome. Yes, but will the beauty increase in this way? So, everyone, mashallah, is having a bath, coming out of the bath, the doors of paradise. Oh, not a small scale of paradise. One is the normal level, the mahbub. Imagine their station in paradise. All the people who have had a bath, they've taken the numbers. All the people in Manchester, the people here, the people of Baltimore, mashallah, have understood this. And everyone, I think that's why we spend money on the bathroom, isn't it? For this hadith, isn't it? For this reason. For this verse. This is not the case, my brothers. And it's not easy to have the bath, to be clean. The cleansing, Allah Ta'ala speaking about, that's ajib, unique purification. Say subhanallah. For that you don't need soap, you don't need water, you don't need a bathroom. Allah Ta'ala said something else. You need another cleaning agent for that. Something different. Yes, so the verse of this verse, the way it was revealed, if we listen, then we'll understand that what is Allah Ta'ala saying here? What is Allah Ta'ala explaining to us? It's a famous verse. The respected scholars present, Qadi Sahib is present. So I'll repeat it so that mashallah, when we read the Quran, there will be taqwiyat. So all you mashallah, you will have gone on Umrah, on Hajj. So let's now take a journey for Umrah. So as when we're on Umrah, mashallah, then you arrive to Medina with the fadl of Allah. And you're doing ziyarah in Medina, mashallah. And it's the day of Saturday. And first and foremost, what does a person do in the morning? Where does he go? There's a masjid which is called Masjid Quba. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Has that scene come in front of you now? When you stood there praying Salah in Masjid Nabwi. After praying Salah, after Fajr, then you come out of the Jibreel door, the taxis are there. Rail lane, Quba Masjid, Quba Masjid, Masjid Quba, Masjid Quba. They say this, don't they? And we are going there. And the sun hasn't risen yet, it's still dark. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. That first let me take you on a journey in the streets of Medina. Then from there you take the taxi driver. And don't ask him how much is it, just sit down. He's not even moved yet. Why aren't you moving? Oh, I need another passenger. He's shrieking out, calling out. We say, quickly, I don't want the sun to come out. Because we need to go. Then he takes the passengers, another one sits. And after four passengers, he says, I want another two. Subhanallah, say Subhanallah. And then he's going round and he's calling out, quick, come, until he doesn't fill the car. Pack it up. Fill it up with six passengers instead of four. The space was for four, but he's got six. Subhanallah. Then maybe some brothers here, they've just come back from Umrah. Then, Janab, the sun's come out, they sit down, eyes are closed, they're tired. It was in the night, you can't sleep much, and your new passengers, first few days you've come, and you've just presented yourself, done ziyarah, and you've given salam. And it's the day of Saturday, because Jummah you arrived, you prayed Jummah, then the day of Saturday's come, and Thursday, on Saturday we're doing this. Where's this all going? Where's everybody going? Masjid al-Quba. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Where are we going? Masjid al-Quba. So which masjid is this? The Quran has explained this. Allah has mentioned this in the Quran. Yeah? Allah Ta'ala said that is in regards to that masjid that person is going to. Allah Ta'ala has explained in the Quran that this is that masjid from the first day, the foundation, the construction was for the people of, it was based on taqwa, fear of Allah. For the muttaqi, say Subhanallah. And this was the habit of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Every Saturday he would go to Masjid al-Quba. And a lot of fadail and virtues. Some people say the thawab of Umrah and Hajj for doing this. So now you arrive to Masjid al-Quba. What is this Masjid al-Quba? The Quran explains that there's a tribe. And at the time that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam migrated from Mecca to Medina and arrived to Medina Sharif. And in the early days, when the Prophet ﷺ was coming on that journey, the migration, the hijrat, then the Prophet ﷺ stopped there and there was a tribe there and they said, please stop and rest here. So after staying there for some days, obviously the Prophet ﷺ was there, there was prayer, there was sujood, some companions. After staying there some days, the Prophet ﷺ then departed towards Medina. So the ashikin, the lovers, the sahaba, they said this should become a memorable place because our Prophet, he stayed here, he sat here, and maybe just next to it, maybe it's not there now, even the house that the Prophet ﷺ was there living, I've seen that house, Subhanallah. They didn't let people go there, but there was a quality in that house. And it's totally unique, and it's there near Masjid al-Quba. So first let me take you through Medina, then I'll tell you about the meaning of this verse. So Khair, somebody said to me that there were dervish type people who'd go, and that Subhanallah, just take their belongings, no special packing, and go. There was the sobat, the company of the sheikh, and they said that there was a friend there, you get friendships with people there, with dervish people, good people. He said, shall we show you something where the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came? Shall I show you that house of that tribe that hosted the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So he said, just come behind me. I said, where is that? He said, nobody knows, nobody can go there either. But you do one thing, that don't, no, we won't knock on the door, etc. I'll raise you up. After that, you just look from the wall. You can see through the hole. And I won't tell you, just look. And then you tell me yourself that what did you feel? Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So it wasn't my mood. I didn't even think. I'd even said that I will do. I didn't even think I'd tell you these things today. The topics changed. The roots changed. Different things were coming to my mind, and the topic's gone elsewhere. Subhanallah. So it feels like there's a solid ashik of Medina sat here somewhere. So then when we went there, and when he raised me up, and believe me, it's not something to me to say believe, just listen to what I'm saying, that beyond that wall, from every part of that dust and the soil, a beautiful fragrance was coming. Ajeeb, unique smell and fragrance, and like a perfume. And he said that, just have a look, just glance and have a look. I can't tell you beyond that. Subhanallah, what the scene was. Allahu Akbar, it's so great scene. The fragrance was there, wandering around. He said, take a little bit of the soil from him. I said, is there ijazah? He said, quickly, whatever you want to do. Ijazah, nobody gives. If somebody sees you, then we'll get told off. I'll get told off, you'll get told off. Quickly. He said that people have dug some places there. I took some soil and I enclosed it in my cloth. I had a blanket, a sheet. So I didn't have no tissue, nothing. Just a sheet, a blanket. And I wrapped it in there and tied the knot. And I kissed it and I came back. That's it. So this is Masjid Quba. Yes? Subhanallah. So when this masjid was made, established, then further we go ahead in time to the generation of the expedition of Tabuk. And one Jamaat said that, should we make a masjid near to here? And they constructed a masjid. And that was also a masjid, just like Masjid Ali. They said that, for example, we can also make a masjid. This Masjid Ali, let's make Masjid Farooq. People say, yes, will anybody say anything? No. That they're Muslim, they're also Muslim. This is Masjid Ali, this is Masjid Farooq, mashallah. And both are companions. Here you can pray Salah, you can give Adhan there. People sit here, you can sit there as well. Do you understand? Does anybody know? Nobody will realize. Sometimes you're praying Salah here, sometimes praying Salah there. This is what happens, isn't it? Sometimes praying Salah in Masjid Taqwa, sometimes here. Enjoyment beyond enjoyment in Bolton, mashallah. Yes, so maybe another masjid has opened. What's the name of that masjid? It's a little bit further away. Hazrat Mulana Rahim Sahib has opened that masjid. Yes, it's just, is it far or near? Yeah, it's not too far, okay. Yeah, see, another masjid. All areas, mashallah, gardens beyond gardens. You're going here and there. So they said, we'll also establish a masjid next to Masjid Quba. This is also our masjid. Allahu Akbar. Wallahu yuhibbul mutahhirin. Subhanallah. So then, they opened the masjid, inviting everyone, come pray Salah, people, the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, the Ashikin, the lovers. They said, oh, there's a masjid there, pray Salah here. So then a point came into their mind that may this not be that we uplift this masjid or elevate it to the same status. Why? Because the Holy Prophet and blessed feet came here in that place, Masjid Quba. So here this did not occur. So we'll present, request the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that if you can also come here, present yourself here and give prostrate here, so people realize here that you also prayed here, then this will also be valued and appreciated just like Masjid Quba. No problem. Allah's Nabi Sallam, they said, okay, fine, no problem. It's good. And it's been made for this reason, the masjid, so that people, for example, they couldn't come in the rain, somebody lived closer, somebody lived further away. That's why a person makes another masjid, isn't it? Okay, fine, this masjid, there's a population here now, a community, and the other masjid further away, somebody made Masjid Ali, mashallah. So it benefits the people here. Yeah, and they start coming. And, for example, we've come from far and come into here, but this masjid is made for the locality, for the people from further away, not for me and you, is it? Yeah, if you say leave here, okay, our masjid is that one, this masjid, it's a bit further away. So they said that this for these people, very good deed. And is this not a good deed? To make a masjid, is there any doubt in this deed? But what will we say to a person like this? He's inhabitant of paradise. Look, his amal, mashallah, he's constructed a masjid, established a masjid, isn't it? What a great deed he's done. He's made a masjid. And look, the Holy Prophet has been invited. Come, please, come and sit here and prostrate here. Your dear company here. So very pious people, very high status group. This is mashallah who's made this masjid. Very good deeds, very good amal. He's constructed masjid. They'll be praised, won't they, the people who established masjid. So Because that was the time of Tabuk, so the Prophet said, I can't come now. He was a Nabi, mashallah. So when I come back from there, then I'll see. Subhanallah. Whether I come or not. Do you understand this whole event? Yeah, I'm just taking you on the journey of Medina, mashallah. So Quba, you know the best thing of Quba? There's another point. The dates of Quba are very beloved, mashallah. What did we do? In that day and age, there was a lot of freedom. Go here, there, no problem. So I'd go walking and come back walking. Subhanallah, sometimes during Kawa there. So when you go there, then you'll see those trees, the date palms. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, he planted them in the night. And all the dates grew overnight. Have you been to that garden? Yeah, you probably haven't gone there. I also went there and I took the dates off there and I brought them back. Subhanallah, mashallah. And there's a beautiful fragrance there. Beautiful fragrance. They don't let anybody go there now. I did that ziyarah as well with the fadl of Allah. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when I come back, then I'll see if I can. Then, Wallahu yuhibbul mutahirin. Allah Ta'ala makes this clear. When the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was about to come back and he was close from Tabuk, then immediately Jibreel Alayhi Wasallam came. And the verse of the Quran was revealed. Oh, the Habib of Allah, beloved of Allah, that do not go to this masjid. Do not place your footsteps into this masjid. This is the tafsir of the Quran. In this masjid, do not go to this masjid. Do not step into this masjid. Yes, outwardly it's a masjid. And a person who's going there looks like a muttaqi to you. Everything you'll see to the whole dunya. Yes, but for example, if Allah Ta'ala didn't explain, then we'd also be in dua and pray salah there. Well, that's become masjid. What? A different masjid. And it stated that do not go and place your footsteps into the masjid. Rather, there's the opposite hukum for this masjid. Opposite instruction. People pray salah who have populated the masjid. And he said, what? He said, the reason for this is one, that there the masjid has been made and here the masjid has been made. Allah Ta'ala is comparing, subhanallah. That masjid that was made, Quba, the construction initiation, the basis was taqwa. Yes, from the first day. Allah Ta'ala says that the people who made this, who established it, who are they? Mutahireen. Wallahu yuhibbul mutahireen. Listen now, what is a mutahireen? These are those people who were clean and pure and mutahir people. And those people who initiated the masjid, that is the masjid based on taqwa and caution. And this masjid that you have been prevented from going to, that's also a masjid. This is a building. It's been made and people are praying there and doing sujood. Everything is being done there. The Quran, Talawat is being done, they recited there. But the reality of it is not this, because the people who established this masjid, initiated it, there's the difference in them. Not in the building, not in the ibadah. What is the difference in? Those people who put the foundation in the masjid. Due to the difference in those people, that's why the difference there. That's why you should drop this masjid. Now there are toilets there. The Torah is there, and keep this masjid, establish masjid Quba, I will stay until Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala said this. This is the beloved masjid for me, Allah Ta'ala said. Why? Because the foundation was made by, initiated by, started by pure people. And the other masjid has not been initiated, founded by pure people. It's dirty people, impure people. So due to those dirty, impure people, that masjid has ended. It stated, don't even place your dear footsteps into that masjid, into that place. So why is there a difference in between the two masjids, brothers? Due to whom? Due to what? Tahara. Due to purity. Wallahu yuhibbul mutahireen. This is what the Quran is saying. The Quran tells us, these were those people, they were beloved to Allah. They had love for Allah. So they liked to be pure and clean. Yes, they liked purity. They liked cleanliness. But those people who founded the other masjid, they're impure. Allah's Nabi some thought, purity, impurity, subhanallah. Why? Because who are those people? Because externally they were Muslims, they recited Quran, read Quran, but inside them was what? Nifaq, hypocrisy, enmity, envy, diseases, and opposition with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In reality, they weren't mu'min. But externally, they look like mu'mins. Yes? So the mufassirin, the commentators decide as subhanallah. Listen, brothers.
That amal is not due to external. Amal, practicing, if you stood on one saf, can you say that this person's told to pray, he's praying, and you don't know if a person who hasn't got iman, he's praying. A person who's got iman praying, you don't know what's in their heart. If somebody who's a thief, a pickpocket is praying salah, you don't know. If somebody's just murdered somebody praying, everybody's standing on the same saf. Yes, if somebody sworn at his mother, he's standing, you don't know. If he sworn at his father or grabbed his neck, you don't know if he's done that before salah. If he's beaten someone in the neighborhood, you don't know. Everybody stood in the same row, but who knows? Allah Ta'ala knows, who knows the hearts of every person. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So amal, who will accept the amal, the deeds? Government? Will the government give the certificate of acceptance of salah? Will some other individual give the certificate of acceptance of salah? No. The who will accept? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give the acceptance. He knows the conditions of the hearts. He knows. So the hukam, the order is this. The mufassireen have decided, beautiful decision, that remember, those amal deeds that are done with purity, cleanliness, those deeds that are implemented with cleanliness, purity, which purity? The batin's purity, the inner soul's purity, then those deeds are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're deserving of acceptance. But those deeds, the example is given by the Quran, that those deeds are done purely with purity, just like Masjid Taqwa has been made. That the people who made the masjid, the achievement of this, they were pure, clean people, their inner soul was clean, no nifaq, no hypocrisy, no enmity, no takabbur, no pride, no riya, no hasad, no showing off, no envy, nothing. Who's given this guarantee? Allah Ta'ala has given this. Allah says, I know these people, they are mutahireen. They're pure. They've purified themselves. Their salah was elevated, their sujood was elevated, their love was elevated. They were those who accepted Allah, believed in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, truthful people. They controlled their inner selves. They weren't those who were pure from water and soap. But if you look at their zahir batin, the zahiri, externally they had sweat and smell and their clothes were torn. Isn't this the case? From a long time they couldn't wear anything, they had no clothes to wear. Their stomachs were empty, no food to eat. But what purity did they have? This was that purity, the fragrance, subhanAllah, that Jibreel alayhi salam and the angels, they can smell their purity. And the angels, they rejoice with that smell, that fragrance. That what was the fragrance of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu? What was Bilal, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu? Yes, he was a servant, a slave, ghulam. But subhanAllah, his value was in the heavens. So when insan is pure inside, then the fragrance, the tide, the waves of the fragrance reach to the heavens, the skies. Forget the amal, mashallah, on every amal, the ruh, the soul, the spirit of the amal wanders in the heavens. Because Allah Ta'ala, if He loves somebody, will He be some normal person? No. From inside, He's clean and pure. And the masjid that He makes will become Masjid al-Quba that will stay until Qiyamah. But those people inside them, they had dirt, they were externally correct. They used to pray salah beautifully and nice fragrance and have a good bath. But Allah Ta'ala said, I don't want this purity. I want the real purity that's from within, when a person's pure within. Subhanallah. So what is the lesson we learn from here, brothers? What is the lesson we learn? That's fine that we do amal. We implement amal, pray, recite, read, do sujood, umrah, and accept all the deeds Allah gives. Do them with fervor and passion, but do these things when inside you are pure and clean. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Inside, if there's kibr stuck inside us, envy stuck inside us, anger is stuck inside us, and we just had a fight with somebody, we just sworn at somebody inside. We've consumed somebody's wealth, we've committed enmity with somebody, we've taken the haq of people and the rights, and we stand and give adhan and give speeches and do sujood. Allah Ta'ala says, what's this you're doing? That you're making this the masjid which is on the opposite side. This is that building that's been made. The Quran says now, this is that building that's been made, that the people of who are muttaqis, they did this action, they were pure, clean, when he does an amal. He stated, what does the amal become? Become such a building that has two things, and it has two facets, two parts to it. What does the Quran say? Allah Ta'ala says that there are two parts that are attached to that building. That barakah comes in the amal, and Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased with the amal. Blessings and the pleasure of Allah, subhanAllah. And that building, and if there's impurity inside a person, inside what he does, that inside the house he's not fulfilling the rights, not fulfilling the rights outside, not giving the father's rights or the mother's rights or the sister's rights or the neighborhood people's rights. There's a no. That said, just keep on prostrating, bumping up and down, doing umrah on hajj. Where's the money come from? Who's he spending on? Whose money has he devoured? Nothing is known. Just keep doing amal. So the example of that is like that masjid that we just mentioned. What is that? There's such a building that it's made right on the edge. Take the tafsir, it's made on the edge of what? The edge of Jahannam. That's why suddenly the whole building will fall into Jahannam. So the person who's bopping up down sujood, making big buildings for ibadah, and the amal, he's stacked up high, he's wandering around with, he stood along that building, alongside the building, his building's like this, just the shove of death will come, and the dreams he's made straight, he will fall into Jahannam. What is that person? Inside is dirty, impure. And then pure person is not accepted by Allah. So a person, it doesn't matter how he's outside, externally, poor, miskeen, whatever condition, but if he's clean inside, then his amal are so high that he will get the barakat khair and the radha of Allah. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying, brothers? Wallahu yuhibbul mutahirin. Do you understand? Proper? Now tell me, that is there any greater amal than this? If we do this in our life, that we learn how to keep ourselves pure. Otherwise, give me a guarantee that I'm totally pure. If somebody say that I'm pure, that's a lie, that's a fraud, that's these lying, fraud, envy, kibber, pride, anger. Who hasn't got this? Who? Who hasn't? It goes inside for this reason. For this reason, Allah Ta'ala said, I made you like this, the nafs is attached to you. What is attached to you? Nafs, the desires. Shaitan. Who can give dawah that I don't get angry? That I'm not envious of anybody? Who can claim this? I don't backbite against anybody. I never do backbiting or slander. How can this be? How can this be? How can this be? If we say and accept we do this, do we accept we commit these errors and sins? Then I'll ask you one question. I'll ask you one question. Then, for example, that this wall is dirty, then you keep on coating it with paper or paint, then the damp is still there, the dirt is still there. After 5 minutes, the damp will come again, it will show itself again, then the damp will come again when you cover it. So the proper cure is to eliminate the damp, the rot. Because if inside the impurity continues and we keep on doing prostration, then that wall will go into Jahannam. Isn't it better that we purify ourselves? Isn't it better? Do you understand what I'm saying? The importance of becoming pure. If we want to become the beloved of Allah, then Salah will make us beloved. Recitation of Quran will make us beloved. Umrah, there are many rewards. That if you, for example, go on Umrah and Kaaba, you see, then all your sins will be eliminated. If you do the Tawaf, then all the sins will be eliminated. If you embrace the Multazim, all the sins are eliminated. These are great holy places. Only when a person's pure internally, then Masjid Quba is established. Do you understand what I'm saying, brothers? Yes, do you understand what I'm explaining? Am I explaining properly? Mashallah, you are intelligent people. Do you understand what I'm saying? If we are not pure inside, there's anger inside us, and jealousy and hasad and envy, and we're impure, we swear, ridicule, then we are preparing for Jahannam. Just jump into Jahannam. That's it. You've cooperated with the evil. Yes, it's just that person, he has no iman, he doesn't know that person, he's a jahil, ignorant. Either he's mentally mad, mentally confused and crazy. Yes, that a person who's conscious, he'll never say that I want to go into hellfire. Never will he say that. He's mad. He's stupid. He's stupid that if he purposely does deeds that I can go into Jahannam, hellfire. Will he be a sensible person? That he needs a cure, then that person needs the cure, solution. So then, there's only one point that emanates here. While is Allah Ta'ala telling this, Wallahu yuhibbul mutahireen, that if you want to be my beloved, then start this effort, that purify yourself, keep yourself pure. And this is what Allah Ta'ala is explaining. Then Allah Ta'ala explained this whole event. The whole event has been given to us. This whole event, that look, this is the event. Those people, I'm giving the example, that they were externally clean possibly, but not internally. But those who were honest and pure, who always kept their inner self clean,
And they didn't want anger, envy, jealousy, backbiting. Don't usurp somebody's rights and be happy with everybody. Give the rights to everyone. Love the youngsters and respect the elders. And look after the wife and the children. Respect the mother and father. These are all important things, aren't they, brothers? Or not? Love the youngsters. Don't be miserly. Give the spending money to the wife. And she shouldn't run after you asking for your money. And you break her rights. And you spend yourself when she's in her home. All the rights you give to the family and the people, you know, the way Allah Ta'ala said, then that person's pure. And this is such a great ibadah, such a great ibadah. The all lifelong a person needs to work hard for this. All lifelong is to be serious, so serious, brothers, to become the person who prays the Hajj. It's very easy. Very easy. To keep the fast is very easy. The month of fasting will come now, Ramadan. From the first month, first or second fast, a person thinks it's hard. Third, fourth fast is easy. They're having the same food. In normal days, there's just a bit of time change. In the morning, the parantas increase. Yes, would you understand? The size increases a bit. It was egg before was one, then two, and we're keeping the fast. In the evening, that we have kept the fast all day long, and then in the evening, the meal, the dishes, the preparation will have more than the normal days. Then there'll be samosas, and I don't know what foods have to be prepared, pakoras, and salty, and sweet, and fruits. What's the problem that's arisen here? What's happening? This is how we keep the fast, isn't it? And then we say we want Jannah as well. That we don't get Jannah with the food. There are conditions of fast. You have to be pure and keep the fast. Pure. Isn't this the condition of fasting? So this is the point. That keep the fast, 30 fasts. When a person keeps the 30 fasts, he's so accustomed to that, it's like he wants to keep the fast the whole year. 3-4 days after Ramadan, you don't even feel hungry. That you keep you are hungry that time when you used to observe suhoor or iftar. And if, for example, tahajjud you want to pray, you'll get used to 1 or 2 days hard after that. Oh yeah, yeah, I'm going on Umrah now, I'm going here now, I'm doing this. He's become accustomed to it, used to it. The children, they're on holiday going on Umrah. Otherwise, it's such a journey, I swear by Allah. The person can't even tread a footstep until the intention is not clear and the invitation is from there. That yearning in the heart and the desperateness to get there, to meet. And that is where you meet. One is, okay, it's the kids' holidays, let's go for a holiday, let's go on Umrah. That's one mindset. And the other mindset is the one of seriousness. Am I right or am I wrong? Yeah, this become habit, but yes. For purity, the amal, the deed to get purity, subhanAllah, continuous, you have to keep working hard, making effort. Always you have to make effort. I don't want to lie now. I don't want my eyes to go astray to see a female. I don't want to backbite against somebody. This is such a big mujahidah. And what's the reward that Allah Ta'ala has given? A great reward. That I will make you my beloved, Allah Ta'ala says. I will. Wallahu yuhibbul muttahirin. You will become my beloved. And if somebody becomes the beloved of Allah, then is there any greater title than that? Subhanallah, the Jannah, the call will be called out. The day of Hashar, oh beloveds of Allah, come here. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What will be the hal of that person? Yes, if you're stood at the airport, imagine there's a queue. And everyone's there looking around, what's going on. And a lot of rush and busy, you got luggage and announcements called out. At that time, somebody calls your name out. Can this passenger, he belongs to this person, this minister, come to this side, we'll put your luggage through. Everyone will look at who? They'll look at you. Oh, he's very happy, fortunate. He's bypassed the line, the queue, all his luggage is gone, checked in, easy. They'll be desperate looking at you and he's gone beyond and you're stood there, you've gone. So this is the dunya, the line of the dunya, brothers. But what about the lines of the day of Hashar and the call will be made? Oh, the beloveds of Allah, come to the side, subhanAllah. Subhanallah. At that time we'll realize. And the whole of the population of the day of Hashr will look at that person. So what will we work hard on from today? Say loudly. To become pure. How will we become pure? The inner purity we need to attain. Eliminating the inner diseases. Will we become pure, brothers? Will we work hard? Inshallah. Yes, you'll say yes, we will. It's easy. Can you become pure by saying yes? Here's my cloth. There's dirt here. So if I say, that's it, I want to clean it. And then I come tomorrow, will it be clean if I don't just keep saying, I want to clean it? Will it get clean? Okay, I'm going to clean it. Then I say the next day, the dirt's still there, the stain's still there. No, if I don't take those clothes off, insert them in the washing machine, then will they be washed, cleaned? So if we say, I want to clean myself, make myself pure, we won't become pure, we won't become clean, until unless you don't insert yourself into the washing machine. That's when the stains will be removed. Isn't it?
Isn't it? So here then you announce, what's the announcement you make? Tonight there'll be dhikr, Hazrat Sahib will come, there'll be dhikr. Yeah? You make the announcement after Maghrib, and maybe the people here in the Intizamiya, the committee, etc. I think that happens, this elder's coming, dhikr of Allah is going to happen. Nobody sat here, only the same four or five brothers who come normally. Say subhanallah. Yeah, so I'm telling you the genuine situation of the people, the real situation. Why have I come here? Yes, there are more people who would have come to Masjid Zakariya if we stayed there. Yes, Zakariya Masjid, where we did dhikr, more people would be there. Yes, so some of our own brothers have reduced and dropped out. Isn't Qadi Sahib? Am I right or am I wrong? Qadi Sahib, he came here first and foremost, and he must have thought, oh, we have to go to that masjid. Isn't it this case? So why have we come here? Why have we arrived there? And the people of this locality have disappeared. Mawlana Sahib has gone this side, someone's gone from that side, from that, because they think, oh, that is this the monkey, some monkey magic is about to happen, that they're going to show the monkey games of the circus, dug 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 dug, and people are going to jump up and down, come and go, let's leave it, leave me masjid, time waste, let's go, let's go. Subhanallah, say subhanallah. Is this what's happening here? Oh, monkeys, what's happening, oh people? What's happened to you? What's happened to this dunya? Think about it. What's happened to this dunya? This is the sign of Qiyamah, Judgment Day, where Allah Ta'ala has prepared the Qur'an. Subhanallah, come, O sinful people, come, I'll purify you. Subhanallah, purify you. Yes, has some scorpion bit me on the way here? Did I have to pay some tax to get here? What was the difficulty for me to come here? That I left home to come here, I had to eat a bit earlier, to do other things a bit earlier. Because obviously it takes a bit of time to arrive here. Why have I come here? What's the problem for me? Why should I come here? Why did I arrive here? And I don't even know if people are going to be here or not. For this reason, because I know, Wallahu yuhibbul mutahireen. I came with this niyyah, Allah Ta'ala, please make me your beloved. Make me your beloved. Subhanallah. Since I've met Hazrat Sahib, 50, 60, 70 years, I made a mission. That whenever I put my hand in the hand of the Shaykh, when a person puts his hand in the hand of the Shaykh, for what reason, brothers? When you become bayah with somebody, why do you take bayah with somebody? Why do you take bayah with somebody? What's the maqsad, the objective? The objective you need to recognize. This is the reason we go to the friend of Allah, the Shaykh, put a hand in his hand and take bayah. For this reason, we want to become pure. Isn't it? Allah Ta'ala said that I love the pure people. I don't look at their salah, their fasting, their waking, and people who are rude, disrespectful. I don't look at them. Rather, I send the curse on them. Doesn't the Quran say there are many people who read the Quran, but the Quran is sending the curse on them? There are people praying salah, curses on them. You can't see this now. As I said, the masjid, there was Masjid Quba, and there was that masjid, the masjid that was made in two separate buildings. You could go to this side, I'll give you the reward. Allah Ta'ala says, you could go to that place, but I explained that the impure people have made this place. Beware, don't go there. They're liars, they're fraudsters, munafiq, hypocrites, mutakabbir, proud. Don't go to this masjid. So this is the state of our amal. So we'll realize here now that we need to purify ourselves. And how should we purify ourselves? How should we do this? Where should we go, Allah Ta'ala? That you've given us the hardest task of all. How will anger come out? How will hasad come out? We become old, and our same habits, they're not going, they're not disappearing. Children are fed up with us. What shall we do? How do we purify ourselves? Allah Ta'ala says, yes, there is a way, there's a method to do this. I've prepared for you. So have you come on to the point? Allah Ta'ala says to become pure. For this purity, inner purity, batin, not from soap, not from due to lotions, nor soaps, nor water can purify you. For this inner purity, there's a special water of Jannah that I have kept, Allah Ta'ala says. Subhanallah. That will purify you inside, make you crystal clean and pure. And what is that water, Allah? Allah says, that's my name, Subhanallah. Wadhkurullaha, Subhanallah. That is my name. The more you repeat my name, recite my name, the more pure you will become. Allah says, come to me. 100 years you worshipped the idols, bowed in front of the idol, did darshan and bowed in front of it, sujood, prostration, you embraced it. 100 years you did this. And after 100 years you awoke, and once if you said Allah, Allah says, I make you pure. Subhanallah. If I don't take you to Jannah, then Allah Ta'ala says, then tell me that why did you not go into paradise? How many times? Say it out loudly. How many times? Once. Me, you, we don't even say once. We say more. Do we say more? We don't even say once. Say Subhanallah. So this is what Allah Ta'ala is saying. Remember me. A day will come. In the morning you will have no iman. In the evening you will be mu'min. In the evening mu'min. In the morning you won't have iman. So where's the Muslim? Who's the ashik? You won't even know yourself that you haven't got iman. That you're a munafiq. One thing keep existing. Wadhkurullaha kathira la'allakum tuflihun. Dhikr. You do dhikr. And I will give you the purity. I will give you the status. And if that time comes, if Dajjal comes, whatever generation comes, whatever time comes, Juj wa Majuj come. Don't be worried, don't get scared of any generation. The generation is my control. Allah says, remember what I say. Don't be lazy of my remembrance. That if there's a person saying Allah in the world, I will not bring Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. Do you understand now? This is Dhikr Allah, brothers. This is our objective of coming, of us gathering. Yes, cool people, Dhikr. The maqsad is this, that it purifies a person. It cleans a person. If two times Allah says, let's just do this much minimum. Subhanallah. This morning sit down after Fajr, do my dhikr until Ishraq sunrise. Then until the evening, I promise I will keep you pure. Subhanallah. And I won't let you depart as a mushrik. If you die until the evening, Allah promises that you won't die as a mushrik. That you'll have small minor sins. Allah says, I will purify them. Eliminate them. Yes? Tell me that we can't even do this action? Remember Allah in the morning? That we will accept becoming a munafiq, hypocrite, a person without iman. And such titles, what shall I tell you? We'll rather become them, but we won't even do this action. 30 minutes, sit down and recite the name of Allah. What does a person do when he sits down? What do we do? We remember Allah, don't we? What else do we do? We're sitting there and remembering Allah, aren't we? What difficulty is there that you can't sit down? Tell me, what's the difficulty? And then, look at this, Allah's great, great ni'mah. I say on Bolton, morning and evening in the masjids we are doing this action. Otherwise you have to look for this gathering, this action. If Allah doesn't allow that these majalis end, then tell me, where will you go to do dhikr? Where will you go? Where will you get the majlis, the gathering? Is there any masjid that has a majlis of dhikr? Is there? Go to Manchester. Go to Birmingham. Yeah, they'll show you that regularly like this, do the people do dhikr of Allah and recite the name of Allah? This is the fadl of Allah on Bolton. Allah's grace, blessings, but nobody comes. Masjids, the doors, they're closed. And we've become like that masjid where the munafiqs were, what was the hashar? It was dropped and burnt and made into toilets. So when we die, this is what will happen to our bodies. Fear Allah, brothers, fear Allah. Allah's given us a chance. That come 30 minutes, sit down until sunrise, until the evening. I guarantee to you that you will not depart as a mushrik. And the person who, if you do the sins and you fall in the trap of nafs and shaitan, Allah says, I'll eliminate them. I'll protect you. Allah says, as soon as sun sets, evening comes, and the birds come home to their nests, they do dhikr in the morning. Have you ever seen the birds in the morning when you're sleeping? Then you can start hearing them, the birds from the trees. Such beautiful is their singing. Then I open my window, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. I say, you also do dhikr and I also am doing dhikr. Subhanallah. You do who and I'll say Allah. They say who, innit? The birds. And we say Allah. Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. Yes, in combination, parallel. So in the morning, birds are doing dhikr of Allah. Creatures are doing dhikr of Allah. Say Subhanallah. And the man, look at him. Yes. Is dirt within him, embedded within him. Allah says, do this in the morning, my dhikr, I'll purify you. All day you practice, and all day long the dirt impurity. So all the impurity in the night, the sins are purified in the morning. And then in the morning you do dhikr, and then the evening comes, Allah says, don't do any other action, just do one action, Subhanallah. Then 30 minutes, sit again, and I'll give you the majlis, the gathering, you do dhikr, Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala gives majlis, isn't it? So there's dhikr in the evening. So here's evening now. There's dhikr. And tomorrow where will it be? Yeah, different places. Yeah, the brothers are sitting here. These are the brothers, the birds who do dhikr of Allah. They're sat here. Yes, look at the birds. These are the birds of dhikr. They'll tell you, where's dhikr tomorrow, brothers? Masjid al-Zakariya. Where will you get the food tomorrow? Masjid al-Zakariya. And on Friday evening in the morning, where? Masjid al-Zakariya. Morning, Masjid al-Zakariya. And in the evening, Masjid al-Taqwa. Subhanallah, mashallah. Saturday morning where? Masjid Zakariya. Say loudly, birds, Masjid Zakariya. And in the evening where? Masjid Zakariya. Subhanallah. So you know. And is it day of Sunday? Where will be Sunday morning dhikr? Masjid Zakariya. MashaAllah. Have you got no other action to do in life? Well,
Wow, and birds, and where will be in the evening? Masjid Zakariya. So what happens here? Is there dhikr here? Do people get together here in this masjid for dhikr? No. Oh, we're totally fine. All masjid darar. Just like the masjid in Masjid Quba. If a person doesn't take a bath, then how will he become pure? Tell me. If you don't have a bath, though I'm clean, my clothes are clean, I'm smelling clean. Did you have a bath? I had a bath a week ago. It's been years we haven't had a bath. We haven't become pure. Will you leave dhikr now? Will we leave dhikr? No. Or are we going to stay like we were and we don't want to go beyond? Allahu Akbar. So, just join the sentences together yourself. So my brothers, Allah Ta'ala has given us dhikr, His remembrance, for this reason. So we don't become Masjid Darar. We become Masjid Quba. Masjid Taqwa. As soon as the morning comes, people go towards Quba. Subhanallah. Masjid Taqwa. All the namazis. Yes. And this is how you'll become. You'll become like this. If you depart this Masjid Taqwa from this world, every masjid will do yours. Every angel will do your ziyarah. Every angel will want to see you. If you leave as Masjid Darar, then you'll have problems, issues, you'll be burnt and you'll be punished. Let's pray to Allah that Allah Ta'ala gives us the passion, the desire. This is not some traditional action, dhikr of Allah, I'm coming or sitting down, dhikr, after an hour we go. This is the necessity of our lives. From this our deeds are being accepted, our salahs being saved, the amal that we're working so hard to accumulate, their values are increasing. Subhanallah. Look how hard we work. We've gone tabliq and we do chilla this many days. There's no effort. We leave home. We come out. We give dawah to people. Read Quran, do umrah. This is struggling, striving. What is this? Working hard. This dhikr is giving you taqwa. It's protecting you, making you strong, purifying you within. And externally, you're doing amal. Subhanallah. This is not some clash with some other action. It's not a clash or a compromise. Dhikr is purifying us, elevating our deeds, elevating our tabligh, elevating our ibadah. It's not stopping us from anything else. Subhanallah. Yes? It's not saying don't do talawat or don't fast. Or do dhikr or don't fast. Or do dhikr, don't recite the Quran now. Or do dhikr, don't pray salah now. Or do dhikr now, don't go on jamaat now. No, oh madman, are you silly? Dhikr says increase your deeds, increase your deeds, increase your deeds. It's not preventing you, reducing. Yes, if you go for a few days, go for 40 days. Go for a year. Dhikr gives you dawah, encourages you, increases the work, the quality. The dhikr of Allah, we should do it, brothers. The more a person is pure, becomes pure, the sign of that purity is what? Subhanallah. My Hazrat used to say, this is the statement of Hazrat Sahib, my Sheikh. Subhanallah. He said, my Sheikh said, that if your salah, you're praying salah five times in jama'ah, congregation, subhanallah, you're reciting Quran, and you're doing tabligh, deen, you have a passion, a desire, you're doing the work of the deen, and there's no lying within you, and you are controlling the anger, and you're saving yourself from bad words and discussions, and you're going towards salah, and the sunnah of the Prophet, you love it, that's increasing, hesitation is reduced, and what will people say, what will the world say, what will he say, and this is all gone. And wherever you hear the Prophet's sunnah, immediately you implement it. They say, what do you wear, Imama? It's the sunnah of the Prophet. All the Sahaba Ikram used to wear this. The awliyaullah wore this. And the Muhaddithin wore this. The Mashayikh Ikram wore this. That's why I'm wearing it. It was the sunnah of the Prophet. He said, give this to me as well. I want to wear it as well. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the desire that one should have. When this desire comes into you, not this, oh, leave it. Oh, it's all right. Take it off. Oh, it's in the heart. Deen is in the heart. And we are asking, whose love? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shifa, his intercession. The Prophet said, in the dunya, if you implement my sunnah, if you're ashamed of my sunnah in the world, and you're scared, then today I will be ashamed of giving you shifa. You be gone with you and go to that person you used to imitate. Those, فَتَشَبَّهَ مِنْ قَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. The hadith states, the qawm that you imitated, then go there for shifa. Why are you coming to me? They used to be ashamed of my sunnah. I used to have a headache when you wore imamah, when you kept that beard. I can't let it flow. I try to let it grow, but it's not growing. Then go there. Go there. There's nothing here for you. Straightforward words I'm discussing with you. This is the transaction. Don't do actions with munafiqat. Either put your hand in the hand of the Prophet ﷺ, or a person aligns himself with the munafiq. So who do you want to align yourself with, brothers? Either become the ghulam of the Prophet ﷺ,
true, solid ghulam, whatever he said, Ya Rasulullah, and whatever he said, just like the Quran says, whatever my Nabi says, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to refrain from. That's it. Don't do anything else. There's no other statement in between. If you want to be ashik of Rasul, you want to go into paradise, then it won't come from drama. I can do this, I can leave that, I can't do this action, I'll do it in this locality, I can't do it in that country. These dramas will not pass. England is mine, America is mine, Pakistan is mine, Saudi Arabia is mine, every place in the world is mine, every place, one status, one practice, Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's the implementation. Wherever you want to put Imamah there, then put it on here. Put in Ireland, this land, that land, one face, one appearance, whoever you see, this is the state of your man that should be seen. Here you see him something else, there you see him something else, in Makkah you see him something else, in Medina something else. What status is this? What practice is this? Oh sons of human beings, then do one action. A Muslim, he wanders around the world in one form, one appearance. Did you ever see a Sahabi, a companion, that he went become something else, has Umar radiallahu anhu? If he went somewhere, he was one practice, every footstep of his blessed footstep was the same. One appearance, one form, same torn clothes and torn slippers. And he said that he's the ghulam, or for the sake of Allah, the ghulam said, at least take the shoes off, put your shoes on. What will the people say? He said, why should I put the shoes on? Allah Ta'ala, He's broken my shoes, then they're like this, they're torn, I'll go like this, I'm like this. Subhanallah, brothers. This is the color, the form, the appearance. But inside us is nifaq, hypocrisy, kibr. Nothing will get, nothing. That's it. So a person, if he's going to guide us, become a mu'min, have istiqamat, steadfastness, put the imamas on. There's no headache. Keep the beards, let them flow according to the libas of the Prophet ﷺ, where the attire, zahir, batin, make the same. Then see how Allah Ta'ala loves the individual then. When will this occur? When inside will be pure, when we'll keep on doing dhikr, inside will continue to purify and the love will increase. Hazrat Sahib used to say this, that if all these things you've attained and you're doing, the Prophet doesn't love, you're praying salah, you dislike sins, then consider your dhikr is maqbool, accepted. Subhanallah. Three times, Kabul, 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 accepted, accepted, accepted. Yes, I can show you in the writing, he gave this in writing. He didn't say anything else, that if you see dreams and visions and people call you a Wali Allah and you're floating in the air and Jibreel al-Islam is coming to you in your dreams and you start trapping the jinns and controlling the jinns and your desires are being fulfilled and all the people of the world are running after you and claiming you and that your dhikr is accepted. He didn't say this, no. He said, if your salah, you're praying, leave the sins. A lover of the Prophet, some sunnah, imam on your head, on your face, you got the beard. Then I say this, the friend of Allah said, I tell you, accepted, accepted, accepted is your dhikr. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What we do dhikr, brothers? Yes. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that we purify our inner selves. Purify your inner self. And how do you purify your inner self? Say loudly. What purifies you inside? Say loudly. I can't hear you. Say loudly. The dhikr of Allah. Why do we do dhikr? For this reason, to purify ourselves inside. No other objective. So morning and evening, make it solid, firm practice. We're going to sit in the dhikr of Allah. Whichever masjid the dhikr is in, be quiet, go and sit in maraqba, whatever dhikr we're doing. Get up and go. Allah's guarantee until the evening that you'll be purified. In the evening, you get the dhikr until the morning, guaranteed. If you die in this state, you will die in the state of the mu'min. I guarantee to you, Allah Ta'ala says, you are pure. That's it, two times a day, morning and evening. That's it, 30 minutes morning, 30 minutes evening. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq capability. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المظلومين دعاء يزين حبيب المؤمنين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وآل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وأمرنا كل ذلك عندنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم إنا على أمراض الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم إنا على أمراض الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم إنا على أمراض الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم نعوذ بك من العذاب القبر وعذاب جهنم وفتنة المحيا والممات وفتنة المسيح الدجال اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.